The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Kids, your old pal Stu here, in panic mode. I just realized I left my playlist at home. I had everything planned out, you know, like every week. We're not a sack of monkeys around here throwing CDs aimlessly at CD players. No, we have a task here. We have a job to do, and we do it well. And everything's planned out to the minute. And I left all that information at home tonight. So I don't know what you're in store for tonight. Could be a mess. We'll have to see if we can hobble it together from memory. But I do know for a fact we will have not only Roadrunner once, but we'll also have Roadrunner twice. Jonathan Richmond's coming to town Saturday night. You can still get a ticket. West End Cultural Center. Ticketmaster. All good-hearted people are going. And they're doing other things, too. And we'll talk about some of that. And we'll play some songs. And hopefully, it'll make good thematic sense here tonight on the Twang Trust. Yeah.
Tempted, my darling, to steal you away.
Dolly Parton and Raul Malo from Dolly's album Treasures. Little number called Don't Let Me Cross Over. And wow, don't want to think about that title too much, especially with those two, both medically under the weather these days. Dolly had to postpone a big Vegas thing. And Raul, man, he's 100 times worse, apparently. I don't know. Dolly's being cagey. But doesn't sound like Raul Malo is going to be with us for a whole lot longer. He's been dealing with cancer for a few years now, but he's still been touring, still been playing, recording, doing everything. There's been the odd show here and there canceled because of treatment and stuff, but he'd been doing fine generally, you know, as far as dealing with cancer goes. But then all of a sudden he was diagnosed with, I forget what it's called now, something I can't remember the name of, but you're not expected to last long with it. And there's a big GoFundMe thing going on, raising cash to get him through the current times. Very sad, very sad. Although everything you see, he's posted pictures and videos and stuff, and he sounds weak, you know, and you can tell he's, you know, his face is a little gaunt, but in super good spirits. Everybody seems to be in good spirits. You know, when you're dealt a hand like that, you know, you can choose to wallow in everything negative or you can make the best of it. And that seems to be what he's doing. And good on him for that. Lots and lots and lots of great memories with Raul Malo. Going back to the very first time we saw the Mavericks, me and the missus drove down to Grand Forks. First time we ever saw them was at the Chester Fritz Auditorium in Grand Forks. They hadn't played Winnipeg yet. I don't know what year that was. I remember we snuck a camera in and... I'm sure I must have loaded the film in the camera. Okay, we had film in the camera. That's how long ago it was. And totally screwed up the loading of the film. And what I thought were going to turn out to be great photos, every single photo we took, you know, and we took like 40 of them or something, they were all taken on the exact same spot on the film. So we had 40 photos on top of each other. Didn't really look like much of anything. Anyways. Remember that time at the Stew Dome?
Let you go. So won't you stay? Hi, this is Raul Malo from the Mavericks, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
One, two, three.
Hey, Winnipeg, this is Raul from the Mavericks, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah, that was Raul Malo from his COVID release, Quarantunes, Volume 1. If you got it on vinyl, it's a triple album, each on different colored vinyl. A wonderful, wonderful record. Some solo recordings, some just all over the place. Most, I guess it's all covers. Well, almost all covers. That one, an original song, originally on one of his solo albums, recut there with the Mavericks. Yeah. Name of that song? You were wondering? Sinners and Saints. Yes. Title track of the album of the same name originally. Before that, his pal Whitney Rose, Raul Malo and Whitney Rose on the old Ronettes number, Be My Baby. That's from Whitney's album Heartbreaker of the Year. Remember that night at the Stew Dome, Whitney Rose and Nickel on guitar? And then very end of the night, he'd been sitting there in the hallway next to the Mavericks bass player all night long. And got up and did an old Frank Sinatra number. Yeah. Oh, good times, good times, good times. Nicest fella you can imagine. And we're sending everything we got out to him these days, for sure. You know who we don't have? Well, we're still thinking of him, too. We've been thinking about him for years. He's been in lousy shape, too. In the worst of all possible ways, but seems to be getting better. In fact, tonight marks the second week in a row to see the live return to performing down in Texas with none other than John D. Graham. Yes, John D. Graham has had so many issues with his back and in and out of surgery, and it's cost him a small fortune and not doing great, but finally, after some surgery recently, he made his long-awaited return to that club down there. What do they call that place? I forget. It's not coming to me. Classic bar in Austin, Texas. And yeah, and he's back tonight, apparently. So, hey, things are looking good for John D. Graham, and we couldn't be happier about that. Let me see. Let me press some buttons. Oh, I keep pressing too many buttons. There we go. There we go. We're ready now. So, yeah, John D. Graham. Here's something. This is new. This is new from somebody I never heard of. The Mike Stewart Theory. I like that name. Mike Stewart Theory. I like that even better than the Daniel Romano outfit, I think. The Mike Stewart Theory. This is from, is this just a single, I guess? Never heard of Mike Stewart or his theory before. But on this track, oh, it's an album. It's from the album Ever Everland. On this track, he's got a couple of guests, including Jennifer Ellen Cook and the narrator of the song, who I'm sure you'll recognize. This is called I Will Rise.
See, here's the thing. When you're that low, hard to get up. You have to make a decision. You have to believe. Do you believe?
I believe.
One more time. Do you believe?
I believe. Yeah.
Do you believe, man?
I think we believe. Hey, we believe, eh?
I think we all believe, right?
I believe.
man, it's so hard. It's so hard sometimes.
Nothing easy.
Yet, how are you supposed to go on, man?
Just gotta go on.
You mean get up?
Yeah. Can you get up?
Stand. What's the beginning of stand? Rise. I will stand. So here's the thing, man. Once you've been down, it's easy to believe that's all there is. But it's not. You just gotta find your feet, man. Find your feet.
Find your feet.
And once you find your feet,
you gotta rise up.
I will rise and I will stand with you. I will stand with you. I will rise and I will stand. I will stand with you. You lay low. It's all you see. Each blow is worse than the last one easily. I will rise, I will rise with you. I will rise, I will stand with you. I will rise, I will stand with you.
We'll be right back. fall. Fall, 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 fall. Fall, fall, fall into the arms of October. Well, bury me in a pile of dead leaves. Put shiny pennies on my eyes and cover me with leaves. And then you can toast October and the pumpkin moon. Toast me and say that I died too soon. Say that I died, that I died of October. Yes, I died of October. I died of October.
Listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg.
I drove home from Winnipeg. This is James McMurtry, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yes, indeed. And that was something from James McMurtry's brand new record called The Black Dog and the Wandering Boy, a cover of John D. Graham's Laredo, Small Dark Something. Can't say he improved upon it, but still, the thought is there, as well as the royalties. So, yeah, loving that. October before that, from John D. Graham himself, the album Summerland. And yes, we are in, well, we're about to die of October, I think. Today's pretty swell, although as swell days goes, it pales to last Wednesday, which was incredible. But it's a night, it's a beautiful fall day today. And rest of the week is, well, at least till Friday it's nice. And then Saturday it starts heading south with no end in sight on our way to dying of October. What are you going to do? You know where you live. You could have left a long time ago. Some of you even came back. What's wrong with you people? Okay, I'm still going by memory here. I don't know what we're doing next. Should I tell you? We also heard at the top of that set the Mike Stewart Theory from their album Ever Everland, and a number called I Will Rise featuring John D. Graham. Yeah, that was kind of cool, huh? I thought so. Hey, remember the band Harlan Pepper? Do you remember them? It had Tom Wilson's kid was in that band. And they were around. They put out a couple records, I think. One, anyways. I don't know if they ever put out a second record. But they definitely put out one. And It was an interesting record. I thought, oh, it'll be interesting to see where these guys go. And then they didn't really do anything. And now the other Wilson, the younger Wilson, is hanging out with Pop a lot, playing shows. Although you'd never know it if you lived in Winnipeg. They've never come here. I don't know. Has Tom Wilson done anything solo, you know, non-blacky, since he played the Pony Corral downtown, which ceased to exist like 15 years ago or something? I don't know. He plays everywhere else. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Anyways, yeah, Harlan Pepper. They sounded like this. Here's something from their first record called Young and Old. This is called simply Yeah. I said, yeah. Oh, well. Okay, I keep saying that, but it's not going anywhere. Do I have the volume on this down? No. Oh, right. Oh, I know. I have to press this button. Too many buttons to press. You know the name of this album, Young and Old? Stick with Young. If you can.
Thank you. sitting here la la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, sitting here la la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, it may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming. Oh. Worry, oh. Yeah, baby, hurry, don't make me worry. Oh. You knew that I love you, oh, how I love you. Oh. Oh. Sitting in la la, waiting for my ya-ya. Oh. Sitting in la la, waiting for my ya-ya. Sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming on.
Yeah.
Okay, who saw that one coming? Almost too obvious in that set of music. We started that set of music off with Harlan Pepper from their debut record called Young and Old, a song called Yeah. Then we heard Lee Dorsey and Yeah, Yeah. Then we heard Alice Cooper and Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. And that was the Pogues with Yeah, 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 Yeah. And any forward-thinking musicians or bands out there listening, if you're not like a lame rap act, there's a real need for a song called Yeah, 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 Yeah. Just saying. Welcome to the Twang Trust. If you just joined us, we're already in progress. Yeah. You know, I meant to do a little thing with the Devo song Jocko Homo, and then at the end of that set I was gonna play them going yeah 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 yeah, but I never got around to it. So I did it for you live. Karaoke night here on the Twang Trust. Just my microphone. Don't touch the microphone in radio. It makes this awful sound. That's the first thing they teach you. Is this going? No, here, we're ready to go. You know, there's a show, and I hate it when shows happen on Wednesday, especially in, like, theater settings, because that means I can't stick around all night. Nothing's going on tonight, fortunately. So I'm here, and everything's nice, except for the fact that I left my playlist at home. Although I've been pretty good so far. But next Wednesday, there's a dilemma. I don't know. I'm inclined to go to the side stage there on Osborne. There's a show with someone I'd never heard of before. And then that other guy on that other station played it. And I thought, oh, this looks interesting. And the more I delved into it, it looks more interesting all the time. I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce this. Is it Joss Rayome? Rayome? I hope I'm saying that right. It's Joss, anyways, for sure. Joss being short for Jocelyn. From out, way out east in the Maritimes. The Maritimes isn't where you generally go for an LGBTQ plus blues singer, but in this case, that's exactly where you go. Joss Rayome is a blues thing. Blues, you know, it's a little, when it comes to blues, I like it old and raw and acoustic. And if it gets too fancy, you lose me. And this is a little on the fancy side, but such a powerhouse vocalist is Joss that I think I'm on board. So if you're looking for something to do this time next week, look into Joss Rayome at the side stage, and you just might join me that night.
Because you're always talking all that talk now. Maxed all your credit cards.